Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Friday, July 14th. I'm Jude Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $3 to $6 stronger, with the November contract up $4 to $5 at $507 a ton. Canola contracts were stronger on Friday, rebounding after sharp losses in earlier sessions. The forecast for Western Canada looks hot and dry, which is keeping support in the market. Traders are also reluctant to take positions into the weekend due to speculation about how the weather will affect crops, resulting in low volumes on Friday. Crop conditions in Saskatchewan are also keeping some support in the market. There are many fields in the province that need rain to support crop development but haven't gotten it yet. However, advances in the Canadian dollar are keeping a lid on canola strength as they have the potential to cut into export demand. Ideas that a large upcoming crop is looming also limited the market's upside. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were stronger while wheat was mixed. Soybeans were up 13 to 14 cents on Friday with the August contract at $9.89. Prices were supported by reports of fresh sales to China. Technical buying after the market's recent losses were also bullish for prices. Soybeans were following soy meal and soy oil higher, which added to the gains. Corn prices were up 4 to 6 cents with the September contract at $3.76 a bushel. Corn was stronger in positioning ahead of the weekend. Reports of slow farmer selling and recent weakness in the U.S. dollar added to the market's upside. Wheat was down 2 cents to up 9 with the Chicago September contract at $5.10 a bushel. On the downside, production has the potential to be better than previously thought, which is bearish. However, positioning ahead of the weekend and a lower U.S. dollar limited the market's losses. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, July 14th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jude Marcus.